Let me welcome the listeners. This is Bob Lederer, Chair of the PNB Elections Committee. It's February 14th, and as our Secretary Jane Gatewood just informed us, we only have 6 voting members on the phone right now out of a needed quorum of 10, and so we don't have a quorum for a regular meeting, but we discussed right before coming on the stream that we believe there's enough pressing business of very urgent nature that we can exercise that option under Robert's rules to have a meeting, on urgent matters, and then we can, any decisions made can be changed by the next full quorum meeting, but we can go ahead, and get done as much as we can. So, Jane, could you please call the roll?
Sure.
And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. Let me explain further that this committee, like most PNB committees, is in transition. We have some new members that were just recently elected by their LSBs, but there are other LSBs that have not yet had their election. So maybe, Jane, if you wouldn't mind, if you're clear on it, as you go through each delegation, you could mention which category they're in.
All right. From KPFA, we have 2 new delegate representatives, Cynthia Johnson and Mark Hernandez, neither of which are present on this call. We have 2 directors who are continuing, neither on this call, Tracy Rosenberg and Andrea Turner. From KPFK, we have 2 directors who are continuing on the committee until the new replacements are selected, Ken Aaron and Lydia Brazan, neither are on the call tonight. And then we have the delegate representatives, Fred Blair and Michael Novick.
And just to note that they were just reelected. They were on last year, and they were just elected to serve another year.
Fred Blair and Michael Novick have been reelected, and Michael Novick is present. From KPFT, we have directors continuing for now, Teresa Allen and Wesley Bethune is present. Her husband present. Hank Lamb is present, and Adria Casaneva is present. Newly elected Hank Lamb and Adriana Casaneva for KPFT.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press sorry 2. Is not available. Your message has been deleted. Please re-record your message at the tone.
Interesting.
That is weird. Hello.
That's not me.
Okay. From thank you for joining us, Andrea. Sorry. From WBAI, we have 2 directors continuing until the replacements are selected, Nia Bediako and Carolyn Burden, neither of which are on this call tonight. Then we have newly reelected Bob Lederer.
No, we haven't had our delegate. We haven't had our election to the committee yet.
Oh, not okay. Very good. And Manishe Sava, continuing but not yet reelected. And then from WPFW, we have 2 directors, neither of which is on this call yet, Ivan Alsame, Reverend Gold, and myself, Jane Gatewood. I'm continuing. We have also not had our elections. So we have 3 stations who have elected their delegates and 2 who have not. So we have a total of 7 people on the call now with the help of Andrea Turner, but we still do not have quorum.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Andrea.
Hi, Carolyn Burden. I just joined the call. Sorry to be so late.
Thank you, Carolyn. So we're up to 8, but we still don't have quorum.
Right. So just to repeat, we decided before going on the stream that we would hold the meeting using the provision of Robert's rules to go forward in the case of urgent matters, and subject to a future meeting that might decide something different. So
agenda? I'm sorry, I didn't see an agenda.
Yeah, I posted that about an hour and a half ago. I'll go through it in just a couple minutes. But first, I heard another beep. Did someone just join us?
No, that was just Sasha. I got disconnected.
Okay, yeah, and we should mention that two members who are no longer on the committee at this moment but have been up till now are on the call just to listen in and, you know, offer if anything specific that they know about that affects their station because of their, you know, tenure on the committee for the year, but they're not going to participate in the meeting per se.
And that's Nancy Stiver and Naratome right. from KPFT and Sasha Futron from KPFA.
Correct. Okay, so why don't we move forward with the the proposed agenda, and I will read that. Okay. All right. First is review and approval of available minutes. I would like to leave that on, even though we can't really make a formal binding vote, but just to check in to see if there's people who have corrections. So I put 10 minutes for that. Next decision on the next committee date, meeting date, 10 minutes for that. Next announcement of the committee report to the PNB that I'll be filing tomorrow morning for 5 minutes. Next update on the job announcement and ad for the NES for this year, 10 minutes. Next, the status of the working group to organize an evaluation of the 2012 elections to fix identified problems, 10 minutes. And next, status of reports by local election supervisors, 5 minutes. And then the final item is just a discussion. It's not a decision. It's a preliminary discussion of Terry Burrish's proposal for sortition to replace elections at Pacifica for 15 minutes and with an adjournment time of 10 p.m. So are there suggested changes?
Yes. Carolyn here. I just don't have the agenda. Where did you post it?
I posted it, as I always do, to the PAC Elect Yahoo Groups list.
I don't have a thing from PAC Elect.
Carolyn, I'll forward it right now.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you. I don't know what happened.
It came in at 7:11, so I'm just going to click that forward button to you right now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Michael?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that we switch number 5, the decision on the next committee meeting, and number 7, the update of the job announcement. Because I think one might affect the other. If there hasn't been a job announcement, I think we need to meet sooner to make sure that happens.
Good night.
Okay. Sure. Is there any objection to switching the order? So we would go, update on job announcement followed by decision on next committee meeting date. Okay. Any other changes? Okay. Hearing none.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press your message has been deleted. Please re-record your message at the tone. Message is too short. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound.
So is someone recording?
Not that I'm aware of. I didn't get that when I first dialed in. I just got the usual enter your code, and now you're, you know, group. You remember the group. So.
Hi.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody might be using their cell phone to record.
All right. Well, let's just move forward. All right. So are there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved, and let's begin with available minutes. Now, what we have at this point is December 4th and December 16th, both of which were prepared by Nancy. January 15th, prepared by Jane. Oh, and Jane had asked if the November, I believe it was November 15th, had been approved. And, yes, they were approved on December 4th. So then we have January 15th, done by Jane, and January 29th that Michael just posted to the list that he hasn't been able to put together yet, but he will. So there's really just three current sets. I know that I just reposted. Nancy had posted them several weeks ago, and I reposted with some minor corrections. Did it's probably too soon for anyone to have looked at that, but does anyone have any comments on either the December 4th or 16th? All right. So we'll have to leave those to the next time, but I guess that's what we'll do. January 17th. Yes, Michael?
From the January 29th meeting, if you could send me whatever notes you took of that. I remember during the meeting I asked if you could keep track of a couple of the language changes that were coming up.
Okay.
So if you could email me that off, so I'll try to...
Sure. And Michael, if you can adjust your phone a little, it's a bit hard to hear you.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's better. Thanks. Okay, so January 15th, Jane just reposted those. Does anyone have any, they looked fine to me. Does anyone have any corrections? All right.
Before you finish that, I didn't hear what Michael said about the December 4th and December 16th minutes. Could you repeat that?
No, he wasn't talking about that. He was just asking me to help him put together the January 29th minutes.
Okay.
Because I took some notes on amendments, motions, et cetera. So, we'll get that done. Okay, so no comments or corrections, rather, to the January 15th. Okay. All right, then I guess we can't really do anything more tonight, but if you have a chance to read them, please do.
Do you want to, does somebody like to move for approval of the January 15th? Or?
Yes.
Sure, we could do that.
There isn't any quorum. How can we?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I guess technically we can't really do that tonight. So yeah. All right.
Although the new people who come on, half of them won't have been at the meeting anyway. So.
Right. Well, under Robert's rules, new people who were not present at a meeting can't vote on the minutes for that meeting. So, but that doesn't affect quorum. But in any case, we don't have quorum tonight, so why don't we move forward?
Okay.
And to note that they can always abstain.
Right. Okay, so the next item is the committee report to the PNB. All committees are asked to submit reports, and I apologize. I've just not been able to get to it until now. I've started it. I'll be finishing it in the morning. It's pretty routine. It's basically a summary of the activities of the committee this last year, which is in very, very brief form, just kind of mentioning that we worked, we worked on the request for proposals for balloting and tabulation organization, and then we worked on the job description for the National Election Supervisor, and then we were involved in the interviews of both of those categories, and then that we... work with the NES as he went through the process. And it's going to include all the motions we've passed in the last 6 months that have not been acted upon, at least to my knowledge, by the PNB. So that's basically it. I just want to inform people that, of course, I'll CC the committee when I submit it to the board tomorrow. Actually, I'm sorry?
Thank you for your diligence.
Oh, you're welcome. Actually, it's being submitted to a staff person in the Pacifica National Office, and she'll be preparing the hard copies for all the board members, but I will send it as well to the committee. Okay, next, the update on the job announcement and ad for the 2013 National Election Supervisor. I'm sorry to report that we have not heard of any progress. Just to refresh for the new members, on January 29th, I believe, we reviewed and approved with some amendments a detailed job description and set of qualifications for the position, and this is in the form of a recommendation to the interim executive director, because she is the one, under the bylaws, it's the ED who hires the NES. So I believe I sent that to Summer Reese the next day. She did acknowledge receipt of that long version. And then At the committee's request, I agreed to work on the short ad version for places where we would submit a paid ad. And some other committee members had a somewhat different approach than mine, so I submitted both my version that had input from other committee members, thank you for that, and the other proposal by Jane Gatewood. And that was, I think, about a week ago, and I have not heard back from Summer, and I did email her today to ask what the status was, but she hasn't replied. So there's no progress that I know of. So does, any questions about that or comments?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
Is any option that somebody can forward me and Hank, I think, all this info because we don't have anything?
Sure. Yeah, we can arrange for that. In fact, there's several new members, so I think what we need to do for the new members is just arrange. Actually, Carolyn, you're on the line now. Can you forward me the login and the password so that I can add the new members and delete the old members to the Yahoo group?
Oh, God, am I still in charge of that?
Well, as far as I know, you never passed it on to me, and I remember we had some correspondence a few months ago about somebody that needed to be added.
I thought I did, and I was happy to actually be rid of it. I hope I have it. I will look for that.
I just want. I am actually a moderator. This is Jane.
Oh,
but,
good.
But I'm not. But I did. I thought as a moderator, I was able to add and I was able to edit the membership, but I can't seem to do it. So I don't know what the deal is with that because
okay,
I know I used
to. And see if I'm still on or I can.
Yeah, I don't know if they changed it or if it's just me. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Well, actually.
No, I think they may have different statuses. So, but why don't we settle this offline and. You know, we'll get it worked out so that the new members will definitely get access to the materials. And once I'm secure that everyone new is on the list, then I will repost these documents that we're still working from. Okay. Anything else about the election, the NES announcement? Oh, and let me remind again for the new people, the bylaws are very clear that the NES must be hired in March. Last year, he wasn't hired till May. Which was a big problem, and that kind of set off the whole delay in the process. So we definitely, I would say, well, actually, let me ask if, would people like us to adopt sort of a sense of the committee motion that we strongly urge the interim executive director to move as quickly as possible to post the NES so that we can adhere to the bylaws, you know, the timeline?
Sasha, with a technical question?
Yeah.
So what is your sense of how on schedule this next election is since there hasn't been an ad placed yet for the new NES?
I have no idea. Until we hear from the IED, we don't know.
This
so,
is
yeah, the reason I was suggesting that we look at this first before scheduling our meeting is I think if it hasn't happened, we need to schedule a meeting as soon as possible, try to get a quorum on that, and you know, insist if it hasn't been done by that point that it be done immediately because I don't want to go through, you know, this last year again with postponements. I think that was the kiss of death here.
Right.
This is Jane.
Yes.
Question. Mm-hmm. Going back slightly, Bob, if
yes.
I understood you correctly, in terms of the committee report to the PMB, what I understood you to do is you gave a little overview, but you said that you don't have it ready yet.
Right.
Okay. Now, what I'm wondering is, and I don't really want to meet again, but I'm wondering since this is obviously a very pressing issue for the new board to have full information about, is there should we at least set a target date for something to be ready? I guess you're going to prepare that committee report. Should we all have a chance to look at that before, say, next Wednesday?
Well, see, here's the problem, and I apologize. The deadline was actually today, and I informed Christine Niera in the national office that we're meeting tonight, and I would like to incorporate any motions we might, if we adopt any. And she said, fine, you can submit it tomorrow. But that's the absolute, absolute deadline. So there's not, unfortunately, there's not really time for review.
Okay. But you're going to be including the draft job announcements, the long and the short, and you're right now you're asking us to perhaps, even though we don't have a quorum, issue a statement about the importance of hiring on time. Is that what you're asking for?
Correct.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the deadline to get them included in the board packet is definitely tomorrow. But if you turn it in late, you can do what I've already heard entirely too many other people are doing, and that is print it out separately and distribute it by hand to the board members when they come in for the first meeting on the 22nd. Unfortunately, that is a rather common fallback motion. That would give us time to look at it, but I don't think we have another meeting scheduled. But you could certainly distribute it by email and have people look at it and then give it to the board members after it's been edited. That's always an option.
Well, my concern there is that does not allow the board the PNB members to have it in advance to look at. And they're just giving it on the day of, and I think it would be better.
They mostly only get it on the day of. They never get the board books in advance.
Okay. Well, what's the pleasure of the committee as far as the process here with this report?
Michael, go to the sec.
Yeah.
I would say, since you're reporting on things already, that...
I'm sorry, Michael, your signal is breaking up. Can you adjust
it? Okay, I'm sorry. Since you're basically reporting on things that have already been done, that you go ahead and submit the report, and if we need to have some kind of addendum, we could do it the way Carolyn is suggesting.
And this is Jane for the sec?
Yes, Jane.
Yeah, it sounds to me like we could give you some feedback right now on and things that were already discussed. Since I missed quite a few meetings in the last month, I'm guessing that you may have had quorum at those meetings.
Right.
So, for example, the fact that the committee worked diligently to prepare job announcements to be posted with the goal of having a timely hire, you don't need a new motion because the committee's actions speak for themselves, right?
Well, you could consider they speak for themselves, but it was just kind of, I can look up the text of the motion, but I think it was just very routine. It was just like, we recommend that you use this draft announcement and move forward to, meet the bylaws deadline, but...
I think it would be
something with more urgency that we could adopt tonight.
I think it's based on what I heard. I think that the committee did act diligently throughout, January to address the question of the NES job posting with the realization that if the NES is not hired on time, that the elections are going to be a problem again.
Right.
And so I guess that I would suggest that as draft language that really
does... Okay. Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I think it's just that's just an accurate reporting of what occurred, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right. I'm fine with that language. I guess my goal here, and maybe it can be a dual-purpose language, is, yes, let's by all means put it in the report, but remember, that's for a meeting that's happening more than a week from now. I would like to get out something tomorrow or Saturday at the latest to the PNB and of course, the summer with this statement of urgency. So maybe we could just use your same language in two different contexts, one as a part of a larger report and the other as a standalone email to the PNB and to summer tomorrow or Saturday saying this is urgent. The committee is really concerned. Does that work, Jane?
Objection with it. You know me, I felt like the big issue is where are we going to get the money to pay for this, but I guess I mean, considering how much of a problem it was last year, the fact that we didn't have money to pay a hired contractor, I just thought it was kind of a necessity to package whatever came from the committee with that caveat that it's very important that we ensure adequate funding for these elections in advance. I mean, maybe other people view it differently, but I thought it was important for that to be kind of packaged with any motions coming from this committee, given the seriousness of what happened last year.
Well, I agree with you, and maybe you could add that to the language if there's no objection. Would people be all right with the statement saying not only should the IED move with urgency on posting the NES job, but also take whatever steps to ensure that funding will be available on a timely basis for the various functions of the election?
So, excuse me.
All right.
I think we're in a position, so we don't have a quorum, that basically you can do that as chair and express the sentiment of the people who are here.
Right. Yeah, that's essentially what I was proposing. So is there any objection to what we're saying? So it will be a two-part kind of statement of the views of the committee without a formal motion, just saying that, we urge the IED to move quickly on the posting the NES announcement, and we urge her to take steps to secure the funding so that the various individuals and organizations involved in the election process will be paid, on the dates that they're supposed to be paid.
Yeah, Carolyn, on the stack here.
Yeah.
I have to say that it's almost superfluous and really just a reminder of our precarious financial position. People get paid when there's money to pay them. So I would not like my name attached to that. I know that there's no intent not to pay anyone, but to remind people that they need to do what they would do if they had the resources, I think is not so nice. So
I
object to that, you know.
Sorry, this is Jane. I concur with that analysis.
Okay. Well, fine. So we can limit it to the initial statement, which is the one about, moving quickly on the NES posting. All right? So if there's no objection, I'll include that in the report, just a statement of the sense of the committee. All right. I just realized we need a timekeeper. Would somebody please keep time? Volunteer. It would be really helpful.
I'm not volunteering, so I'm probably going to have to get up and move myself to another meeting before this call is over.
So. Is there anyone else who can just let us know when the time has elapsed?
Okay. I can do it. Adriana,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'll announce the time at the beginning of each agenda item.
Okay.
Bob Carolyn here.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just went on the list, and you are listed as the owner. And I'm not sure why it's not working, so let me contact Earthlink, or Yahoo Groups, I guess.
Yahoo Groups.
Yahoo Groups is that, and Earthlink is my email, and see what the problem is.
Okay. Let me be clear, I'm not saying there's a problem. I'm saying to my knowledge, I've never been given the
No, I transferred you, and it says you're the owner, and all the privileges are yours.
Oh, all right.
And,
well, then let me look into it.
Happens. Yeah, see what you can do. In the meanwhile, who's the secretary now? Is it Jane or Michael?
Jane.
Jane is. Okay, maybe I'll transfer to her. That will the third person will be the charm.
Okay,
and
good.
Maybe she can handle. What do you want to do? You want to include new members on? Or?
Yeah, and delete old ones. But let's not get into this any further right now. Let's move forward with the meeting. So the next item is a decision on the next committee meeting date. We have 10 minutes allocated for that. So, Michael, you had suggested you wanted to tie that to the question of the NES hire. Do you have a proposal?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think that especially if it still hasn't been done by the time of the PNB meeting, that we need to meet pretty promptly after that to try to push it forward.
Okay, so what's your suggestion?
So maybe March 5th or...
Okay. Hold on, I'm pulling up KPFTX to see if there's anything.
March 5th, we have already governor.
I'm sorry, Adriana, can you repeat that?
March 5th, we have governance. It's not any way that we can...
Okay.
Another day.
All right. Michael or anyone, does anyone have an alternative suggestion?
Let me look at the calendar. Well, there's nothing on the calendar, actually, from March on KPFTX, so obviously people haven't filled it in yet.
Okay, do you want to suggest a date?
There was nothing on February 5th. And normally it's kind of similar month to month, so.
So what date are you suggesting?
I don't know. What was the objection to March 5th?
The, Adriana has a local governance committee meeting on that night.
Oh, okay. Wednesday, February 27th, there's nothing on KPFTX.
Fine with me.
You're talking about February?
Yeah, that's a little less than 2 weeks from now. How do people feel about that?
I'm not... WPFW may, I mean, we're in such bad shape, we might end up having to meet every week with our committee to try and get things going here, but, sorry.
And that would be on Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't know how it'll turn out, so I don't have any opinion right now.
All right. Well, is there any...
The March KPFTX calendar has nothing on it but a WBAI LSU meeting on the 13th, so, and the KPFK LSU meeting on the 16th, so... But I assume that meeting is scheduled, so I don't know what we can do about that.
Well,
question for the committee?
Yes.
Should we go ahead and try to set up a regular second Thursday meeting as a proposed start, and then when the new group convenes, if it doesn't work for them... Then the second Thursday would be exactly a month from today, would be the 14th. And then that way, if it, unless you feel like we have to get together before the 14th.
Well, yeah, I think that's what Michael is saying, which makes sense to me, that because so much is up in the air now, we really do have some urgency here. So, I mean, we could definitely... set a regular date, I'd say at the next meeting when there's more people, but I think it's a little premature to do that tonight. So let me ask if there's any objection to meeting approximately 2 weeks from now on Wednesday, February 27th.
I would like to, I don't have an objection to February 27th. I'm not 100% certain that I can come, but I can try to. But I also think it might be beneficial to pencil in a March date with the understanding that it might get changed, but that way it's on the March calendar for
okay.
other people to work around.
Okay, that's fine. So let's do the first one first. So February 27th. Wednesday, any last chance, any questions? Someone just joined?
Yeah, this is Terry, checking in.
Oh, hi, Terry. Yeah, we're almost ready for you. Hearing no objection, the next meeting is Wednesday, February 27th, and then the March meeting, I believe Jane has suggested the second Thursday. That would be the 14th. Is there any objection to that? Yes. Yes. Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you for alerting me. That's not going to work.
Well, that would be after the PMB meeting, but you'll be on your way back.
No. Okay. All right. No, it's understandable. So I guess we'll just have to go into that following week. So... what about Wednesday, March 6th? Anyone have a schedule conflict that day? That night?
Carolyn on the staff?
Yes.
Yeah, I think because it's after the PMB meeting, there will be a new board and a new convener of the next meeting. So I don't think this committee can set the next meeting. I think the new convener, who will be appointed at the PMB meeting, will be convening the next committee meeting. everything is sort of canceled and we start de novo with a new board. And
that's not at all my recollection of how it's ever worked in any committee I've been on. It's always that the outgoing committee sets its final meeting or sets one last meeting before the new committee comes in to keep the momentum going, because otherwise you're starting from scratch, you're polling people online, it's a big mess.
Oh, before it's fine, but the PNB meeting ends on the 25th.
Right, and we this is our, as of what Otis just said, this is our last meeting before the PNB, so we need to set that first meeting so that we have at least some critical mass of people who can make it. And then the convener will move from there.
I have no recollection of it being done that way. Generally, the PNB convener... Excuse me? Somebody not feeling well?
Okay, so what does the committee want to do? I'm recommending that we try to set a date. Obviously, if a convener comes in and says that date doesn't work for her or him, then they could change it. But I think we should start by setting a tentative date. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, so let's talk about which dates work. At least the people on this call who are going to be continuing, or at least for the time being, are going to be continuing. So how about Wednesday, March 6th? Any objection to that?
Yes, Carol, I meant to object at the original motion at the effort to do this at all. So I don't want to object date by date, but, yeah, I do have an objection to it.
Okay, Jane, would you please call the roll? This is on the question of setting a tentative date that the convener can change if they want, but at least it gives them some information as to what the people on this call felt was a viable date for us.
Do we have quorum?
No, we don't. But, you know, as I mentioned to people who were on the call at the beginning, under Robert's rules, you can make decisions on urgent matters, you know, without a quorum. And I think the, you know, choosing our next date is urgent with the proviso that it can get changed.
Okay, I'm going to begin with the people who have actually been elected, which are Michael Novick.
I'm in favor of setting a meeting because I do think it's urgent that we make sure the process of hiring NES gets underway as soon as possible.
Okay, so the date in consideration is Wednesday, March
6th.
March what?
Carolyn's objection was to the process, so why don't we just call the roll, yes or no, on whether we should set a tentative date tonight.
Okay,
the question is whether
we as a group should set a tentative date for the first meeting after the PMB?
Correct.
Andrea, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Sure, it'd be fine. Yes.
Okay. Michael?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Hank, are you on?
Hold on, I had my mute button.
Okay. So the question is, we should set the a tentative date for the new for the committee to meet after the PMB meeting?
Well, you know, I think it's probably premature to set the date because considering other people may want to have another date, and then we've just gone through all this for nothing.
So the answer is no.
I would say no.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
Okay.
We are 10 minutes already.
Okay, thanks. We're just going to finish this vote and then and choose a date if it passes. Go ahead.
Bob?
Jane. Yes.
Okay, Carolyn?
No, I think it's not correct. Thank you.
Okay, Jane, I'm going to say no.
Carolyn said no.
Is there anybody else, any other voting members on the call? Okay, so it passes 4 yes, 3 no.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now back to the which date would be our preference for the tentative next meeting. So is there anyone who has a problem meeting on Wednesday, March 6th?
I don't know.
Okay, hearing none, that's then that's our tentative date. Why don't we also offer a second option since we have a group here? Let's see, could people do Thursday, March 7th? Or rather, is there any objection? Sorry, is there any objection?
No. Yeah, objection. Mm-hmm.
Objection to 7th. Okay.
So we just leave it the 6th and the 14th?
Yeah, if we're going to change it, then we might as well put it on the 14th.
Okay, any objection to the 14th as an alternate?
What day of the week is that?
That's a Thursday.
Oh, yes, I object. I can't do Thursday evil.
Okay. Any other suggestions for an alternate? How about Tuesday, March 12th?
Tuesdays and Thursdays are bad for me. I'm out of town.
Can we just leave it at the 6th?
Well, we could. It just makes it harder for, you know, in case someone has to change it, the convener has to change it. But, yeah, if that's all we can agree on, then okay. All right, so Wednesday, March 6th is our tentative date, and you know, the convener can do whatever they want to do. All right, moving on to the question of the LES, the Local Election Supervisor Reports. First of all, let me welcome back Terry Barisha to the call. Thank you for joining us after your contract has expired. We appreciate your, you know, continued diligence. So just tell us in a very brief nutshell, what's the status of the 5 LES reports?
WBAI, Terry Graham, filed her report promptly. I communicated with all the others, asking them to file theirs as soon as possible. That was over a month ago. And they all said they were working on it, and there were a variety of delays without getting into the details. The upshot is that none of the other 4 LESs have filed the final reports that I am aware of. It's possible one of them has sent it to the executive director, but I don't know of that. I asked them to send it to me, too. And finally, that my last emails to them haven't even been replied to, except by EO at KPFT, who gave a reason why her report is late. The others haven't even explained why.
Okay, thanks for that. Does anyone think the committee should make a statement about this? Should we include in our report that we're concerned about the lack of filing of 4 out of the 5 LES reports?
Yeah, Carolyn on the stack, I certainly do have a comment on that issue.
Go ahead.
Yeah, have these local supervisors been given their final paychecks?
They're not supposed to have been, but I don't have any information about that.
Well, you're supposed to authorize it.
No. They work for the stations, and they get their paychecks directly from the national office, and I have no role there. Plus, my term ended a while ago.
Well, who tells the national office that the reports have been turned in?
They're supposed to file them with the executive director.
Well, they are. They're not with you.
Well, I asked them to send them to me as well. But they have a contract signed with them and the executive director, well, Arlene, the former executive director, that they had to file a report to the national office.
Was there anything in there? I remember the board passed a resolution on this.
It's in their contract. Each of them has a contract that says they don't get their last check until they file their final report. But I don't know if that's
the problem, because I heard somebody had just picked up her last check.
Adriana?
It was. This is a problem. Then we should at least inquire about it, Bob, if we're not
sure.
But I know that there is a problem there, and there always has been. I guess it fell between two stools here. So.
All right.
This is Hank.
Yes.
This is Hank from KPFT. If we have a contract and there's a final date the reports are supposed to be in, from my experience in the election at KPFT, I'm not surprised that it's not in. And I think that we probably do need to make a statement about it because they're, you know, in violation of a contract. And apparently most of them aren't even given a reason. So
this is Terry again. The way the contract is written, it says that their term ends when their election that they're responsible for is certified. All that has happened so that's the end of their term. But then it says, and their final check won't be issued until they submit their final report. So in theory, they're all done, except they don't get their final check until they put their report in. So, but there's no actual date, I don't believe, in any of their contracts. The assumption was getting paid was enough inducement to get them to send it in. But I think it is definitely worth finding out what's going on. I can imagine a miscommunication where somebody is still issuing checks, you know, as a matter of course, without knowing that that wording is in the contract.
Adriana here?
Yes, Adriana.
Teresa already said at the beginning of this meeting that she knows that EOIROBOR stopped by the station after hours and pick up a check. She doesn't know if that check was the last check. The question again, who issued the check and who is supposed to handle the check?
The checks come from the national office. All the station, all five stations, the payroll is centralized, and they all come from the national office.
Okay. But who, if the local station have the check, how do they know when they are authorized to give the check? Because you said that the report goes to the to Pacifica, not to the local stations. Then who coordinates that?
Ultimately, it seems to me that the executive director has to enforce the contract and stop issuing checks. Presumably, the checks were stopped a month ago.
Perfect.
But if they haven't been, then that's a big hole.
Then we should ask the executive director.
Right. Well, I think that that's the consensus of the committee, is that we should ask, that we should express concern that we heard a report from the former NES that four out of the five LES reports have not been filed, and that we would like to understand what the status is, and also in terms of their contract, whether that's been adhered to, that their final payment is withheld until they submit the report. Did someone else want to speak? Because we're really past time on this. Was there one last comment? Did I hear? Okay. Well, if there's no objection, then I'm going to include language to that effect in my report to the board, and perhaps also in this separate email I'm going to send to Summer about the other issue we raised, which is, you know, the urgency of posting the job announcement. Okay? All right. So let's move on now to one last thing, Terry, if you'll bear with us. We just, before we get to the sortition issue, we just have to report on the status of the working group to organize an evaluation of the 2010 elections to try to develop some, or begin the process of developing fixes for all the problems that were identified. Adriana, that's 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the status is that a group of us volunteered at the last committee call to be on this working group, and we've not been able to get together, but we have now just scheduled our first conference call for next, let's see, hold on, let me look at the calendar here, next Wednesday the 20th in the evening at 8:30. Now, because of the situation that Otis described earlier with streaming, they're not able to stream it. So it's not a decision-making call. It's just gathering information and trying to figure out how to organize all of the information that is out there about what went wrong last year, putting it in categories. I'm going to suggest perhaps we use time categories, like, you know, during the nomination process, during the campaign process, during the tabulation, et cetera, et cetera. But in any case, that's what's going to go on. And, of course, anyone else is welcome to join us. We agreed that people who are outgoing committee members could participate because, again, this is not a voting body per se. So the volunteers so far are Nancy, Sasha, Michael, and myself. Does anyone else want to join the group?
I'm interested, Adriana.
Okay.
We have February 20 is our first meeting of finance and management review and selection committee. I mean, we need to be in that first meeting.
Okay, I understand. I mean, the thing is that the people who did volunteer are that's the only date
okay.
we can all do it. I'm
okay.
sorry, but you're more than welcome to submit email
okay.
suggestions.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
And of course, we'll report out to the committee what our proposals are. So
let us know when some possible future dates might be for you. Because I'm sure we'll need more than one meeting.
Right. Oh, definitely, we'll need more than one meeting. There's a lot of work to do. And we need all the help we can get. So is there anyone else who would like to join the working group?
This is Hank, KPFT.
Yes.
Let me get clear on this. I missed part of the explanation of what the meeting's for.
Oh, sure. We're going to come up with a framework for how to put in one place, on one list, all the problems that happened with last year's elections at all five stations that we think the committee could have some input on solving, whatever they might be, you know, whether it was the lists, membership lists that were poorly prepared and so people didn't get ballots or double ballots or, you know, the carts weren't played on the right schedule. I mean, we all have our stories, right? And so we just need to catalog them, centralize them, and organize them in some logical fashion. So then the committee can look at that and say, which of these require a policy fix? Which require a new motion? Which of them just require making a suggestion to this year's NES to say, why don't you do it this way to avoid that problem? Or a suggestion to, assuming we're going to go with another elections organization, that type of thing.
Yeah. Other than the problems that we had with the list and the ballots, I think just not mailing the ballots until the campaigns are over would cause all our problems to go away, essentially.
Yeah.
And we had half the votes in 2 weeks before the election was over.
I don't quite follow what you're saying. What do you mean wait to mail the
I don't think we really want to have this discussion on this call right now.
No, that's true. That's true. This isn't the best time to do it. So, okay. So, Hank, are you volunteering to join the group?
And that would be on March the 20th,
February 20th.
Oh, February 20th. Oh, I'm good with this 20th also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So, I think we'll just use the normal committee number that we have tonight and just call in. All right.
Okay.
And if anyone else decides later you want to join, I mean, it's an open working group. Okay. And, of course, as I said, if you have email suggestions, feel free to post them to the committee listserv, and you know we'll take that into account. All right. Anything else on this? If not, I think...
Quick question, and
yes.
Maybe I don't know if this is for Terry or not. When is the new NES supposed to start working? I know in March, but beginning, end, does anyone know?
Well, this isn't really a question for Terry. I mean, the bylaws don't specify. They just say in March.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is there anything else on the working group? Okay. All right. Adriana, we have 10 minutes left in the meeting, we had said we wanted to have a beginning discussion about Terry's sortition proposal. So why don't we... would people be willing to go maybe... 15 is what we had agreed on. Is that any objection to going 15 more minutes? Okay. All right. So, Terry, the floor is yours. You can present the proposal, and then we can discuss it.
I'm going to have to assume that people have read... Actually, is there anybody who has not read the three-page appendix that I submitted about what the idea of using a jury system instead of elections? Everybody? Okay. No one's saying they haven't seen it, so I'll be very brief in the overview. The concept is that elections are inherently adversarial, and while there are real distinctions and differences between members within each station and between stations, those differences are exaggerated and exacerbated, and factionalism is promoted by the internal logic of an election system where there are winners and losers, and if your group wins, then my group loses dynamic, and that the commonality, the areas of agreement, often fall by the wayside because it's important to show that the other side is not as good as we would be, et cetera, et cetera. So not that anybody's being evil about it, but the dynamics of the system itself promote distrust and looking for the worst in each other. And that there's nothing inherent in elections that actually encourages finding the best people within the community to come forward, because a lot of people who might be wonderful the idea people and governors and board members may choose to refrain because they don't want to engage in an adversarial process. People who are inherently cooperative, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't want to make it sound like I'm thinking that all the current board members are, you know, egomaniacs or anything like that, but the election process is not equally open to all types of personalities. And people who are very self-confident are more likely to come forward for an election process. And yet, psychologists studying this have shown that people's self-assessment of their own competence, there is essentially no correlation between that and reality. In other words, people who are completely competent may think they are, but they may also feel like, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. On the other hand, people who are really quite incompetent have, well, some of them think that they're the best in the world at something. So elections, by sorting out people by who are willing to run, I'm saying that you have a small subsection of the community, and then with only maximum, in most stations, 10% voter participation, KPFA did much better, but most stations, it's not necessarily a particularly representative group that's making a decision, and the people who are seeking the office are not necessarily representative either. My notion is that the other form of democracy, the original form of democracy in ancient Greece, was to basically use a lottery system to form a jury. Their juries were huge, you know, 1,000 or 500 or something like that. We may not have to go to that order of magnitude. But the idea is to create a comprehensive list of members and do a lottery system to pick people randomly until you get and ask them if they're willing to serve on a jury to pick a board of directors. And you go down the list until you get enough people so that the size of the jury is big enough that you think it will be statistically very likely to be reasonably representative of the membership. And they meet and discuss the pros and cons of various kinds of people. They could go out and recruit people who would never consider have running. They say, you know, this board really could use somebody who knows something about the law or about fundraising or whatever. And they could go out and recruit people for the board rather than waiting to see who's willing to run in an election. And that their task would simply be to hire a local station board. And once they had hired a local station board, hire is not exactly the right word because there's no pay involved, but this jury would go out of existence. And so the local station board would exist pretty much as it does now, except that its selection process would be for a fraction of the cost, because you would just pay a stipend and babysitting and maybe a meal for the people who were coming in as the jury. They could meet in committees. They could meet over a period of a month or something like that, and select the board. So that's the essence of the idea and the rationale.
Okay, thanks, Terry. So the floor is open for comments or questions.
Yes, I have a question. You said there was a paper written on this and sent out?
The Appendix H in the NES final report is, I think it's like just a three-page summary of basically what I said with a little bit more detail, but I didn't actually write an actual proposed bylaws amendment, but I did offer I'd be willing pro bono to draft a bylaws amendment to achieve this.
Okay. Thank you.
Another piece of it I should mention is I thought that elections are inexpensive and actually reasonable amongst staff who have a greater interest in theory, in the process, and it's easier to communicate to them, and it's a very inexpensive process to have an election amongst staff. The listener election is what I was focusing on replacing with a jury.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question, Adriana.
Yes.
I'm trying to imagine how this could be applied to Pacifica. Because a lot of our members are. I'm hearing a lot of noise there. A lot of our members are people. That maybe are not that good at representing themselves, or if they feel that we'll be in front of a panel, I don't know how many people will be interested really in running, and how you will not make this an elite situation.
Right.
Right?
The notion is
elite.
That this jury would not be the local station board. It would be a short term. People would be asked to serve for a period of maybe a month for the sole purpose of selecting the local station board. I would propose that you would offer them a stipend, some amount of money, more than enough to cover expenses, not lavish, but enough to give them, make them understand that what they're doing is important, not just a volunteer thing. And you just generate a random list of members, you know, through a random process. It was a public process. Everybody knows that it is genuinely random. And they get a letter saying, are you willing to serve on this this committee for the purpose of selecting local station board?
Which is the magnitude? How many people you figure, for example?
Well, it depends on how much statistical, you know, confidence you have. If you just selected a handful of people, like 20 people, there's a great chance that you would, by randomness, get a group that was not particularly reflective of the entire membership. You know, like maybe one out of every five drawings, you'd have a group that was still, you know, leaning one way or the other. So that's probably too small. If you went up to, you know, 400 or 500 people, you would be virtually guaranteed that every time you did it, you would have a very representative body. But that might be more expensive. So you find somewhere in the middle. I'm thinking somewhere between 30 to 150, maybe 100, maybe 70. I don't know what the number you would choose. The greater the number, the greater the expense, but also the more likely that you are going to statistically end up with a very representative body.
Mm-hmm. Hank from KPFT?
Yes, Hank.
Yeah, I have a couple of what seem to me to be rather obvious concerns, and one has to do with what we just dealt with here tonight, getting 100 people to a meeting, or even 50 people to a meeting, or even 25 people to a meeting. That just doesn't happen. If we're going to pay them, that's one thing, and that does increase it, but then people are always late. There are a number of things. Who's going to be the one asking them? If it's going to be a lottery system, then who's going to fill the lottery, and how do we know it's going to be accurate? Because our books already aren't accurate on membership.
The proposal is that instead of appointing a national election supervisor, you would appoint a national sortition supervisor, somebody who has experience with meeting facilitation and enough scientific background to be able to conduct an open public lottery process. And there's ways of conducting a random sample process. Like those of you who are old enough to remember, like when I was young and they did the draft for the Vietnam War, and they would draw a number from a thing, and then they draw a number which would have a date. And so the two random processes, they would link up and come up with a list of birthdays for the draft. So there's ways of having a lottery process that is public, that everybody sees the randomness, not just someone gives out a list, but you actually, everybody can observe and verify the randomness of it. Now, of course, you still need to have the accurate member lists, but it's less crucial that they be accurate than in an election. But it's still important to have good member lists, yes.
And then what do we do when the 100 people meet and there are, say, 7 or 8 stronger personalities that herd people, which happens in every meeting?
Yeah.
There is the process. That's why having somebody who has experience with meeting facilitation, a mediator with meeting facilitation experience, is important. That you know, they do all the processes of make sure that everybody speaks, that you don't just let the loudmouth speak repeatedly, that nobody speaks a second time until everybody who wants to speak the first time has had a chance, etc. There's a whole series of, I mean, there's a lot of people who are genuinely expert at how to facilitate meetings to with diverse groups, and it's important. I mean, you're right. The risk is that if it's not carefully structured to assure that the quiet people can participate equally, almost any group ends up being dominated by the loudmouth. And so you're right. Mm-hmm. It absolutely has to be organized in a very careful way. That's why the task of the certician supervisor or whatever that job would be so crucial.
Now, would that person travel to each station to do it?
You could do it the way that it was done with elections, in that there would be a national supervisor who would set the procedures, and then they would hire a local person at each, you know, service area, same as the national election supervisor and local election supervisor.
So now we're risking 6 personalities at least. My underlying question, I guess, to all of this is we went to the type of elections we have now because they were so superior. And now we're looking for something more superior because it's had so many problems.
Well, my notion is, I mean, I'm a strong advocate of proportional representation and single transferable vote. And in governmental elections, it's clearly more representative, but that assumes that the majority of the electorate is participating. When you have 10% or so participating, the value of proportional representation, it's like it becomes sort of an illusion, if you will. It's not real because 90% of the members aren't participating. So the value of proportional representation is dramatically reduced by low participation.
Well, it seems to me like with national elections, it's the same thing as with KPFT elections, and that is that 90% of them don't care enough to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's an inherent problem with elections in general, in that it's not in any individual member's interest to become really deeply educated about all of those candidates, because their one vote probably isn't going to decide the outcome. And so most people, it's like, let somebody else do it. Whereas if you do the jury system, when someone's on a jury and it's smaller than that, they understand that they have to pay attention. Their participation is crucial, and they take it much more seriously. Voters tend not to take it, most of them tend not to take it very seriously because it's only one vote. Whereas on a jury, people take it very seriously.
Carolyn on the staff?
Yes.
Yeah, my feeling about the elections is quite different, and I kind of always agreed with Les Radke that the purpose of the elections should be outreach, education, and informing the members and getting them involved in really an unusually democratic process. We failed at that. We did not do outreach. We allowed the partisan groups to take over, and we did not force information on the members, which I think we should have. I'm afraid this method simply shifts the process to a different group, but I suspect the outcome would be the same. The members of the jury will self-select and see to it, in fact, that they are in charge, and you'll just have the factions magnified. I would like to see a system whereby nobody can be nominated for a board position unless they publish a resume and give a statement of a decent length, minimum 1,000 words, and that it's available on the web, and that the foundation and the stations are required to send these to everybody. With email coming on, we have the ability to do that. So we could send them to everybody who at least is on email if we don't want to pay for postage. But I think that more sunshine would make the present system work. I just worry, Terry, that this system would be subverted just the way the other systems have been, by small groups who are articulate and powerful and can insert themselves into the process very definitely.
Although the likelihood is that no members would of these of the slates, etc., would actually be on any of these juries. I mean, there's statistically likelihood that none of them would be involved in the juries.
Well, that's because, you know, in Greece I would have trusted it, because the pool from which these juries were drawn were the educated, articulate owners and the elite. And they knew what governance was about, and they had some sense of democracy. But here you're opening it up statistically to what could end up to be a real stalemate if people of all persuasions got on and just fought against each other. Just, I mean, that's the problem with STV. You get such a balance of power that you don't get two factions, and there's a stalemate. Nothing gets done. Everybody blocks everybody because everybody has equal access. That's a problem with STV, I have to admit.
I would just add one thing to what, or response to what Carolyn said, which is that it's important to know that there are candidates who won in this last election who didn't record carts, who didn't attend any forums, who did no outreach at all, but were simply a member of a slate.
Right.
And relied on that slate support to get elected. And so I think requiring people to post resumes and send out more information to members, it's illusory. It's slate dominated. If you have elections that are adversarial, slates will dominate. The two-party system in the United States has been replicated by Pacifica.
Well, I don't see that this system you're proposing would be a solution. It's different, but I think it would have very similar problems. I don't see that it would be a solution. I don't know what the solution is, I have to say, but I do think more sunshine would be a very good start if we could just insist that the members actually get notice of this thing. Nobody cares. The managers and the program directors don't even want candidates on the air. They don't give the elections any credence. There's no attempt to use them for fundraisers. We've asked, you know, that candidates be allowed to go on the air and make a pitch for funding. Oh, no, we don't need you. We can do it ourselves. So I think that the fault really is in the way in which the elections are perceived internally. And that's a real problem.
Okay, folks, we're pretty much at time. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to say anything?
This is Jane.
Go ahead.
I think that Terry has just done a superb job of stating the problem.
Thank you. I agree. Thank you.
And I want to say that I think that the idea of structured dialogue, of facilitated dialogue, of group processes that work, is something that this organization needs, and that if there were a commitment at the PMB level to the concept of including the entire membership in these discussions, rather than those of us who, you know, are able to get onto these long calls, there is just such a wealth of energy that could be tapped into if the PMB would make that commitment. And so the process of engaging the membership of Pacifica in a meaningful way is not going to happen unless there are processes for it to occur. I think that the sortition model is actually part, I think that it is, it would basically be a manifestation of that concept. It's a structured way of allowing people to talk in a meaningful way. To be honest, I think we really seriously need to get into online discussion boards. We need the PMB to make a commitment to opening up these dialogues in a meaningful way to the entire membership, and that can only be done right now. I mean, we need to take advantage of technology. But I think the model that Terry proposed is within in the same vein as what I think is needed, but it's a little unusual, but I like the concept because there's just a real wealth of good talent and energy out there, but we're dominated by a self-selected group. I had a completely different idea, which is that if we could clearly identify what the job, in other words, if we could say clearly, the PMB, I mean the LSB's job is A, B, C, D, E, F, really good job description, and then there are committees. In other words, if we had committees, if every LSB had a standard group of committees who were charged with a certain responsibility. I'm talking too much, sorry.
Okay, Jane, were you done or do you want to wrap up?
I'm done.
Okay. All right. Is there any one last person who really wants to speak?
Yeah, this is Sasha.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just want to throw this out for consideration. I don't really think the problems are going to be resolved. I mean, you can fine-tune, you can add rules, you can change rules if you can with the bylaws and so forth. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is it's a very factionalized place in which people are really arguing. And, you know, I have to tell you my reading of things is that that factional fight is more important than the health and well-being of the stations and the foundations. So until I don't see, you know, going to change if you change the way the election is held, first of all, you have to change bylaws, probably, and then they'll just be different, a new twist on the same old problem. That's my opinion.
Okay, well, we're...
This is Hank at KPFT. Can I say one thing on behalf of listeners?
Very briefly.
After speaking to about 70 or 80 listeners during our campaign, almost to the person, they preferred having their vote go for the one person, just like a national election.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks to Terry for coming on the call and engaging with us, and thanks to everyone who participated in the discussion. And undoubtedly, this discussion will continue over time. So that's the end of this meeting. Again, we... set a tentative next meeting date for, actually, Jane, do you have that date? I have it in front of me.
March 6th.
Wednesday, March 6th, right, subject to the convener that the PMB appoints. Okay, so thanks, everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.